Over to the livestock side, cattle market. I was out last week, but it sounds like maybe an overbought situation going on.
Yeah, you missed a good week. You know, if it works, I can sure send you out again, if that's all it takes. Is that all right?
That works for me.
We send you deer hunting. We had a great weight week cash-wise, futures-wise, box beef-wise, and we got ourselves a little overbought, okay? Quite a little overbought from what it's been, but of course this market had been basically 3 weeks of stone dead sideways, and so when you poke it up here like this, it gets itself a little overbought. That sure seemed to be the theme this morning of my phone traffic. Customers that were long caught the rally were anxious to take a little money, but I like the market. We got 128. I got it personally on Friday up here in the north. Our show lists in the north are very small, both Iowa and Nebraska. I think you got a packer that's got meat sold for the holidays and he needs to get the cattle bought. We're through the big numbers. A little correction, a little pause for the cause here is fine. I really, really like the way the market feels.
Is there any opportunity, though, that we're going to see these prices get too high, though, for the consumers' taste buds?
Everybody asks me that question, Susan, and you're not immune from that. Obviously, the function of the market will be to go to a price high enough where we figure out something to substitute for it, or we'll raise more of it. Now, I can make an argument. I wished I had an ability to show you a picture on the radio, but compare what the cost of fuel is, the cost of fertilizer, the cost of a new pickup truck, et cetera, to what you can go out there. And I would dare to bet you could go to your local grocery store and you could probably buy a whole prime rib for probably $7 a pound, probably a lot less than that. You can tell I'm a cattle guy. It's not high here. Everything else has gone way up in value. When we get to a point where it's too high that the consumer bucks and says no, then you'll know. But to me, we're not anywhere near that level yet in my estimation.
And finally, for these hogs, obviously cash looking pretty good.
These hogs, you know, they go up easy. You know, we can have a $10-$12 rally on hogs and nobody asks whether or not, you know, they're too overbought or whatever. But I think there, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing when you look in your mirror. You had the futures at a discount to cash. We got very current. We sold a lot of weight off. We're the cheapest place in the world to buy pork. So the market kind of straightened that out. We got nice. The packer was forced to buy a little bit, you know, pay a little more than he wanted to because the producer had some leverage. Now we've gone completely 180 to that. Now you got futures at a record premium to cash for this time of year. The incentive now is going to be to grow these pigs a little bit more. We've had a nice run. The trend's up. We're making new highs. But I'd be cautious because now you're going to probably see the guys put a little bit of weight back on these hogs, and I still think that, you know, the seasonality of the market would suggest there's a chance at a little softness. So I'm kind of a guy that would be interested in doing a little bit of hedging in decent Feb, I guess, at this level.